Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host. Yeah, you've worked it out by now. That's not my name. I was just saying you. Anyway, we begin today's podcast with the reaction to the Premier League games from earlier on, well, yesterday now, where Everton and Palace drew, and West Ham, without the injured Declan Rice, which we found out about earlier on in the day exclusively on TalkSport, I'll have you know, won against Wolverhampton Wanderers at Molineux. Here's the fallout on my show, Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. with the Fun Boy and Perry Groves. By the way, I'll be back tonight from 10.
Wow, what a game it's been. Unbelievable. West Ham go fourth. Wolves 2, West Ham 3.
But I'm looking forward to the pubs opening up to make it make it a bit easier to get through, I've got to tell you. We drew three each with Arsenal, winning three up last week, and I don't know if any manager would have had that record if that had happened before, but look, we played brilliantly well for the first 20-30 minutes. But I have to say, Wolves had played well at that time as well, and the game could have been five each, you know, it was the way it was going. So we're having a go at it. We want to keep going at it, and hopefully we can hang in there.
If West Ham get top four, now I know Pep Guardiola's Man City have been fabulous this season, but what is a bigger achievement? Man City winning the title or West Ham getting top four? For me, if David Moyes does that, he has to be manager of the year.
Unbelievable goal, and Jesse Lingard getting his sixth of the season, but what a goal. He ran virtually half the length of the pitch.
Jesse Lingard went to West Ham because he had to prove that he still had the hunger and the ability to play in the Premier League, which he's done in abundance. But now he is thriving on being, if not the main man, one of the main men
at
West Ham's
responsibility.
And you're not under as much scrutiny at West Ham as you are at Manchester United.
To be fair to the boys, stuck in, dug in. We lost Mike, who I thought was brilliant in the first 35 minutes. Yeah, he was fantastic for us. You know, hopefully he ain't out for too long. But obviously with Deck missing out as well, terrible news for us in the week. Hopefully he'll be back soon. But yeah, a fantastic first half performance, and I thought the team dug in, and the spirit was great.
West Ham captain Mark Noble there talking about that game tonight.
My mate's a tattoo artist, right? And if we get Champions League, I'm getting a colour portrait of Moyes on my leg with Football Genius underneath.
Where on your leg are you going to have this monstrosity?
Right on the calf there.
You're not going to have David Moyes' face on your calf, Reece.
Why not?
No, you can't.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on.
Vision top four, it's beyond the wildest dreams. I'm allowing myself to daydream now. Getting the Jay Ling thing on the back of your neck at all, if you do that.
West Ham fans are dreaming. I think they'll bottle it, and I think the Spurs will get to the top four without a doubt. I think Jose Mourinho is an absolute winner, and I think he'll deliver us top four.
Second half, though, all Wolves. They pushed. They didn't really create too many clear-cut chances.
Yeah, but I'm really unpleased with the way we start the game. Was in possession good, but very bad defending. Good first halves, but today we go back to that pattern of not starting well, conceding, and that makes our task very, very difficult.
Referee Kevin Friend blows his final whistle here. It's finished on as even. Everton 1, Crystal Palace 1. The two managers embrace, Roy Hodgson and Carlo Ancelotti.
We are in the fight, and I think that the fight will be until the last game. So there is a lot of competition there. Every team wants to be in Europe. Next season we have one game in on hand, and so this could be good. Of course, the disappointment for the 2-point loss is high, but we have to look forward.
To be fair, we had to rely on our goalkeeper. They didn't exactly cut us apart that often, but it seemed every time the ball dropped anywhere in the penalty box for them, they got a goal chance from it, and our keeper had to make a good save. But apart from that, I thought that our general play was really good today, and that was important given the fact that, of course, we've had, you know, more than half of this team has been away on international duty.
Now, what's going wrong for Spurs? And are their defenders good enough to get into the top four? Well, we'll hear from Goffey with me on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show and the former Sunderland fullback, Mickey Gray. Of course, missed a penalty in a playoff final, but I won't mention that. But first, this is Jamie O'Hara going on a bit of a rant about his old side.
There's no leadership in Spurs' team. Lloris is the captain, but he's in goal. Harry Kane's up front doing his thing. Without Harry Kane, I don't know where we would be. Apart from them two players, Højbjerg, yeah, as well, maybe. Apart from that, there's no leaders in the dressing room. There's no one getting the game by the scruff of the neck. There's no one, you know, shouting, screaming. It looks, the back four looks like an under-23 side.
I've looked at that defence for the last couple of seasons and I've knew it wasn't right. They were always going to have problems at the back. I think that's why he's changed it around so much. He can't get a pairing as centre-halves. I think he's chopped and changed with his full-backs as well. And you saw it against Newcastle. Silly mistakes, can't hold on to a lead, which I think's happened on numerous occasions this season.
There are mistakes that probably I shouldn't even call the mistakes, because in the end they are related to some qualities that players have.
Basically what he's saying is, give me money to bring in centre-halves and I'll take Tottenham to where you think they deserve to be, which is obviously in the top four. But until he gets that money, he's not going to be able to do it, because I don't think they are good enough at the back.
A lot of people have been blaming the defence. The defence is not good enough, it's rubbish, whatever. Mm. If you look at them over the season defensively, their defensive record's pretty good. I think there's only three teams got a better defensive record than them in the Premier League. But what is happening, and this where it can be down to the coach a little bit, towards the end of the game, late on, when they're trying to hold on for a result, that's when they're conceding. And it's happened too many times this season.
It's all square. Newcastle 2, Spurs 2. It's the substitute, Joe Willock, who's come on and he's actually managed to bundle a ball at the back of the net.
The last 10 minutes of the game, I think they've got the worst record for that. In that last 10 minutes, they just keep dropping points.
Sanchez and Rodon as a centre-back pairing is probably the worst centre-back pairing I've seen in a long time at Tottenham, I have to say. I mean, and, you know, it's just not, it just wasn't good to watch. No cohesion, no talking, just kept kicking the ball out of play. There was no confidence in their game. And it doesn't matter what Harry Kane does. If you can't keep a clean sheet, you're not going to win games.
Now, Liverpool travel to Real Madrid tonight in the Champions League. And the game, would you believe, is live on TalkSport. It's Jurgen Klopp's only chance of silverware this season, of course. This is the Kloppster speaking to the media ahead of the match. Cover the Madrid.
Our team is built for this kind of games. We face a football-playing side, which is very helpful for football in general, but for our kind of defending as well. So, and that's why we have a chance, absolutely. I heard outside already, everybody says Real Madrid is favorite. Great, no problem at all with that. They are used to the role, and we have no problem with the role of the challenger.
Casemiro now changes the line of attack by working wide out towards the left for Marcelo, and the other head kick is an unbelievable goal from Gareth Bale. That is a stunning, stunning strike.
We play Real Madrid. That had nothing to do with 2018. But like what happened that night, it was for us a strange night, but it's completely normal. But it's long ago, and I cannot get that feeling back, that anger or whatever. So I don't even try. What I try is to prepare my team for tomorrow to show how good we are as a football team.
And it's Jota again who slams in the third. And Liverpool are running riot here at the Emirates Stadium.
I'm not so determined to show the world how good we are or whatever. I want to show our fans that we are still fighting, to be honest. That's much more important to me. If people think because we don't play a good situation, I'm a worse manager, I don't like that, but I don't care. If you are with us, you know about the problems and all these kind of things. So it's not about that. It's about we want to get whatever is possible out of this season.
And Real against Liverpool gets underway from 7 p.m. tonight, live on TalkSport. Hugh Woozencroft is the host. And of course, we take calls on the back of it from 10. Now, in the other tie, Man City host Erling Haaland's Borussia Dortmund. Here's City boss Pep Guardiola, playing down talk of a possible quadruple, as well as his thoughts on the Norwegian. Come on, the Dortmund.
A
And who else would score it but Erling Haaland?
All I can say is an exceptional strike. With his age, he's an exceptional strike, is all I can say. So the numbers speak for himself. So, yeah, he's a fantastic player. That's all.
Plays it back to Jesus through the legs of Castagna and in. And Jesus scores on his 24th birthday to secure all 3 points for Manchester City.
I'm not able to tell you about quadruple, triple, double, single, no win one title. The only I'm concerned is do a good game tomorrow, try to win the game, and after we see what happened in the second leg.
And it fell for Dembélé, who taps it into the net. And it's Manchester City 1, Lyon 3, with time very much against them.
We are already a big club. Not team, a big club. Organization, we are already. But of course, everyone's here. Myself first, the players wanna try to do it better than we have done in this competition through the history from Man City, and especially since we are together. So of course we wanna do it. But for the fact we wanna do it, wanna, we are not going to do it if we don't play good or play better than before.
Now, is Dean Henderson Man United's new full-time number one goalkeeper, with David De Gea now relegated to the bench at Old Trafford? And just how big a prospect is Mason Greenwood? Well, let's ask, me, actually. But first, here's the former Chelsea striker Tony Cascarino on Solskjaer's keeper dilemma.
A lovely save by Dean Henderson to tuck it round the post. It's a big save by the Manchester United goalkeeper, diving away to his left to stop a certain goal.
I thought it was a defining moment. He's now gone. Dean Henderson is my number one. Because that's how David De Gea will see it. He'll be gutted that he didn't play yesterday, because he's been out for over a month. You know, we're talking near 5 weeks he hasn't played. And this was the chance where he probably thought, I'll be back in the team. And it might have been kept secret up until nearly the day before the game or the day of the game, where the managers, you know, read out his side or put it on the list or told him the day before. All these things happen. He'd have been gutted because he's lost his number one spot. You try and tell a goalkeeper or any player in any position that he's in front of you.
Manchester United 2, Brighton 1, 82 minutes on the clock, and it's Greenwood with the final touch.
He's a fantastic player. I think as a prospect, I think he's more exciting. I love Marcus Rashford. I think he's a more exciting prospect, and that's telling you how much I fancy this kid, than Marcus Rashford, because he's... At the age he is now, I think it's only Rooney and Rashford, ironically, that score more Premier League goals as a teenager than Mason Greenwood. And not by many. Rooney got, 15, and Rashford's got 13. Greenwood's got 12, so he could overtake that. He's still only 19. He's only been playing in the first team a couple of years. He looks so mature for his age. He's getting in all the right places.
I'm Jim White, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Now, despite pressing at the weekend against Arsenal, Liverpool's Trent Alexander-Arnold, or TAA, won't return to the England squad for the Euros this summer. That is according to the former Aston Villa striker Gabby Agbonlahor. This is what Super Gabby had to say on The Breakfast Show.
I think definitely he hasn't been at his best, but he's still a great footballer. But it's a really tough one with England, because you look at Reece James, he's very good going forward. He's decent defending. Trent Arnold, very, very good going forward, but not as good defensive-wise. Kyle Walker's definitely going to be in the squad because he can play centre-half as well. Trippier is playing well at Atletico Madrid. So as much as he's not been in his best form, Trent, maybe just that Southgate just fancied these other right-backs ahead of him. And I think he doesn't make the squad for me. I think...
Really?
I don't think he takes him. I don't think he takes him.
But wait, if you're Gareth, do you take him?
I take him, 100%, but I just don't think he takes him, because you're looking at Kyle Walker. Kyle Walker can play right back, he can play centre half as a three. Yeah. Reece James.
Kyle Walker is a right back.
Is Reece James better than Trent Alexander Arnold for you?
Alexander Arnold checks his run to stay onside, then whips in a great cross, and Jota with an outstanding header for Liverpool.
I think if you're looking at a tournament, I'm looking at, for instance, if Trent Arnold played in the three games that England played in last time they met up, you'd have had outstanding games. But would you want Trent Arnold playing right back if you get into the latter stages against a Portugal or France when the better players come in? Or do you want a Kyle Walker, a quicker right back? Do you want a Reece James who's probably better at defending? So it's tough.
And we finish on the same show, the wonderful Breakfast Show, with the brilliant and award-winning Laura Woods, Jamie O'Hara and Gabby Agbonlahor butchering an absolute classic, Sweet Caroline. Oh dear, oh dear.
Hands. Can't I get the timing right?
Touching hands, reaching out, touching me. Caroline.
Never seems so good. I've been inclined to believe it. Come on!
I don't know the rest of the words!
Come on, it's like going back down the bar again.
Gabby, you are bad.
No. No.
Behave you.
I don't want to throw anyone under the bus here, but Gabby, like.
I'm not sure
what song you were singing.
I think, you know what, the chorus was all right, but then I got lost.
Now, before I go, let me tell you about some live football you can hear a coming your way from 7 p.m. Brentford against Birmingham in the Championship. That's live and exclusive to TalkSport 2. And as I've said, coverage begins from 7 p.m. Real Madrid against Liverpool. That's in the Champions League on TalkSport tonight. And, of course, the Sports Bar with me back will take your calls from 10. That's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back, as I said, on my show tonight at 10. I've just told you that, but I'll say it again. You can never tell too many people enough. Does that make sense? Yeah, I think it does. Anyway, I'll see you at 10 tonight, taking calls on both of those games, where hopefully Liverpool and Man City will both lose. Oh, how can you say that? Surely you want both teams in England to get through? No, I don't. I hope they both lose. There will be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talksport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, of course, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from Talksport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.